Charlie Henry, an assistant coach at the top-ranked University of Alabama, has been named the next head coach of the Georgia Southern men's basketball program as announced by Director of Athletics Jared Benko on Tuesday. Henry, who is in his fourth season at Alabama, also has over 10 years of coaching experience on three major levels of basketball, NBA, G League and Division I Power 5 schools, including stops at the Chicago Bulls, Windy City Bulls and Iowa State, among others. I want to thank Dr. Kyle Marrero and the search committee of Jared Benko, Chris Davis, Reggie Simpkins and Leonard Bevel for entrusting me with the opportunity to lead the Georgia Southern basketball program, said Henry. Georgia Southern is a special institution with a beautiful campus, a passionate fan base, and is supported by the tight-knit Statesboro community. We will give maximum effort to ensure success in the extremely competitive Sun Belt Conference, and our program will be a source of pride for the university and the region, both on and off the court. Hail Southern! Henry is a key cog in the Crimson Tide's success this year as they enter the NCAA tournament as the number one overall seed with a 29-5 record. Alabama won the Southeastern Conference regular season and tournament titles and opens play on Thursday against the winner of Texas A&M Corpus Christi and Southeast Missouri State in Birmingham. Henry will assume active head coaching duties at Georgia Southern upon Alabama's completion in the Big Dance. I can't tell you how excited we are to welcome Charlie, his wife Taisha, son Nash, and daughter Dixie Grace to the Georgia Southern family, said Director of Athletics Jared Benko. From the outset, we were committed to finding the best coach and developer of young men to lead Georgia Southern to new heights. Charlie's name was frequently mentioned nationwide as one of college basketball's most elite minds and coaches. He has been instrumental in Alabama's success over the past 4 years, culminating with a number one seed in this year's NCAA tournament. His 2 years as an assistant coach in the NBA with the Chicago Bulls and his 2 years as the head coach of the NBA G League Windy City Bulls uniquely prepared Charlie for this role. Please welcome Charlie and his family to Eagle Nation. Henry's impact at Alabama was immediately felt as the Crimson made tremendous strides on both ends of the floor. The Crimson Tide went from finishing 16-15 overall and 8-10 in the SEC during the 2019-20 season to 26-7 overall and 16-2 in the SEC during the 2020-21 historic season. With Henry's assistance, Alabama swept the SEC regular season, the program's first since 2002, and tournament, the first since 1991. Championships while becoming the only Power 5 Inches program to achieve the feat during the 2021 campaign. The Crimson Tide would go on to finish the year ranked number 5 in the final Associated Press poll, which matched the famed 1955-56 Rocket 8 Inches team for the highest final ranking in program history while also matching single-season program records for total SEC wins in a season and highest NCAA seed, number 2 seed. Furthermore, UA's 26 overall wins were second most in school history, while the Sweet 16 appearance in the 2021 NCAA tournament was the first for the Tide in 17 years. Henry's primary focus comes on the defensive side of the ball, where he helped turn the Crimson Tide into one of the top defensive teams in the nation during the 2020-21 campaign. Led by SEC Defensive Player of the Year Herbert Jones, the first UA player ever to earn the honor, Alabama finished the year ranked number 3 in the nation in defensive efficiency. That trend has continued this season as Alabama ranks 3rd in the country in field goal percentage defense, .372, 3rd in 3-point percentage defense, .281, 1st in rebounding, 44.4, GM, and 1st in defensive rebounds, 31.6, GM. Across his time at Alabama, Henry coached 4 NBA draft picks, including a pair of NBA lottery selections in Joshua Primo, drafted number 12 overall by San Antonio in 2021, and Kira Lewis Jr., drafted number 13 overall by New Orleans in 2020. Jones was also selected in the 2021 NBA draft, going to the New Orleans Pelicans with the 5th pick of the second round, number 35 overall. And J.D. Davidson was selected in the second round in the 2022 draft, number 53 overall. Current forward Brandon Miller is projected to be a lottery pick this season should he declare for the draft. Henry also played a significant role in helping sign 3 consecutive top 10 classes during his time in Tuscaloosa. The 2022 class was ranked third in the country by 247sports.com. The 2021 class was ranked number 9 by 247sports and number 10 by Rivals. Com and the 2020 class was ranked number 9 in the nation by Rivals.com and number 12 by 247sports.com. Henry went to Tuscaloosa after spending two seasons, 2017-19, as the head coach of the Windy City Bulls, the NBA G League affiliate of the Chicago Bulls. During his final season, Henry led his team to a 27-23.540 overall record, earning a spot in the playoffs for the first time and its first winning record in the franchise's three-season history. While with Windy City, he coached second-team All-NBA G League honoree Walter Lemon Jr., who would be called up to the Chicago Bulls on March 29. Additionally, Jakar Sampson earned the team's second call-up on March 31. His first campaign with Windy City was highlighted by Bulls two-way player Antonio Blakeney earning G League Rookie of the Year honors. Blakeney and Ryan Archidiacono were converted to standard NBA contracts after the season. Before earning his first career stint as a head coach, Henry spent two seasons, 2015-17, as an assistant for the Chicago Bulls under Fred Hoiberg. During his 2 years in the NBA, Henry's responsibilities included player development, opponent game preparation and implementation of offensive schemes, among other duties. Prior to his time with Chicago, Henry was a member of Hoiberg's coaching staff at Iowa State for three seasons, where his tenure was highlighted by three consecutive trips to the NCAA tournament, 2013-15, a Sweet 16 appearance, 2014, and two Big 12 Conference Tournament Championships, 2014-2015. During his final two seasons, the Cyclones posted a record of 53-17.757, leading the country in wins against top 25 teams. They were also one of two teams in the country to place in the top 15 in offensive efficiency every season from 2013-15. The highlight of his tenure in Ames came in 2014-15 when Iowa State went 25-9 and finished second in the Big 12 with a 12-6 record. The Cyclones won their second consecutive Big 12 tournament that season and advanced to the NCAA tournament. ISU, which was ranked in a school record 37 consecutive polls, came in at number 9 in the final Associated Press Top 25. Henry also spent time on the staff as the Director of Player Development, 2013-14, and Graduate Assistant, 2012-13. A native of Canton, Michigan, Henry spent the 2011-12 season with the Indiana Pacers as a video intern. The Pacers advanced to the Eastern Conference semifinals that season. In 2010-11, Henry was a graduate manager at Utah, assisting the video coordinator for the Runnin' Utes. His recent tenure at Alabama marked the second time he has worked with Alabama head coach Nate Oates, who gave Henry his start in coaching as an assistant at Romulus High School in Detroit, Michigan, during the 2009-10 season. Romulus finished the year at 21-2 and was ranked as high as number 22 in the nation by USA Today. Henry was a four-year men's basketball team member at Madonna University, MISH, and graduated in 2009 with a bachelor's degree in journalism and public relations. He received his master's degree in educational leadership and policy study from Iowa State in 2014. Henry is married to the former Tyshia Knutson, and the couple has a son, Nash, and a daughter, Dixie Grace. Notable players mentored by Henry: Jimmy Butler, Chicago Bulls, four-time NBA All-Star. Pau Gasol, Chicago Bulls, six-time NBA All-Star, two-time NBA champ. Paul George, Indiana Pacers, six-time All-NBA, eight-time All-Star, four-time All-Defensive Team. Herb Jones, Alabama, second-round draft pick, 2021. Kira Lewis, Alabama, first-round draft pick, 2020. Brandon Miller, Alabama, SEC Player of the Year. Monty Morris, Iowa State, second-round draft pick, 2017. Abdel Nader, Iowa State, second-round draft pick, 2016. George Niang, Iowa State, Second round draft pick, 2016. Josh Primo, Alabama. First round draft pick, 2021. Rajon Rondo, Chicago Bulls, three-time NBA All-Star, NBA Most Valuable Player. Derrick Rose, Chicago Bulls, three-time NBA All-Star, NBA Most Valuable Player. Dwayne Wade, Chicago Bulls, 13-time NBA All-Star, three-time NBA Champion. What others are saying? Charlie Henry is one of those outside-the-box hires that I would be shocked doesn't pay off for Georgia Southern. He's been integral in Alabama's success and has been key in how they play on the court. But Charlie's personality and ability to connect with players should make him successful as a head coach. He's a proven X's and O's guy who knows how to deal with people. Jeff Goodman, national college basketball writer, Stadium. Charlie Henry is an inspired choice for Georgia Southern. He is a very smart tactician with both NBA and high-level college experience, spearheading Alabama's top-ranked defense. And, Charlie knows offense, proper use of analytics, and recruiting just as well. Alabama is one of the most innovative and creative offenses in the game. I'm really excited to see Charlie Henry and Georgia Southern team up. Jay Billis, ESPN. Charlie has been more than ready to become a head coach, and I think Georgia Southern made a terrific choice in hiring him to lead their men's basketball program. I've known Charlie for almost 15 years, and he has one of the sharpest basketball minds out there. He is also a tremendous leader who knows how to develop players. I've personally grown a lot as a coach working with him. He's helped build our program at Alabama into what it is today and oversees our defense, which has finished in the nation's top three most efficient defenses in two of the last 3 years. I do not doubt that he'll do an outstanding job. On top of all that, he is a great family man that will represent Georgia Southern University and the community well. I couldn't be happier for Charlie, his wife Taisha, and their children, Nash and Dixie Grace. Nate Oates, head coach, Alabama basketball. I gave Charlie one of his first jobs in the business at Iowa State, promoted him, and brought him with me when I became the head coach of the Chicago Bulls. His sharp basketball mind, work ethic, and passion for the game made him invaluable to me in our years together, and I have no doubt those same qualities will make him a terrific head coach. Fred Hoiberg, head coach, Nebraska basketball. Charlie is an outstanding hire by Georgia Southern and Jared Benko. Charlie has been with Nate Oates from day one in Tuscaloosa, and he has been a tremendous part of our success. Greg Byrne, Alabama Director of Athletics. It is with great excitement that I get a chance to speak on behalf of Charlie, since I've known him since he was a kid. I feel the job he's done and the path he's taken, he'll do an amazing job at Georgia Southern. In such a short time, he's proven to be a great assistant at Alabama, as they've taken college basketball by storm. Charlie is a workaholic and a sponge to learn. I feel honored to talk about him since we took similar paths. Charlie will be a great coach and an even better member of the community and the university. I am proud and excited for Charlie. Tom Izzo, head coach, Michigan State basketball.